people know this or not, for really being someone who plans his movies in advance. Like, as soon as he was done with the finalized version of the shooting script, you know, according to many, as far as he was concerned, the creative aspects of the making the film now were complete. The actual shooting of the movie was just kind of going through the motions, because once he had it all, you know, mapped out, you know, on paper, what he was going to do with the camera and, you know, how it was going to be shot, as far as he was concerned, the film was done. And that's sort of very different from someone like Stanley Kubrick, who is willing to take multiple takes, and even someone like a Robert Altman, who's like the far end of the spectrum, who, while taking the takes, is sort of trying to find out what the movie's about. You know, Hitchcock was all about, you know, planning way in advance, but at the same time, he was someone, William Great, why he was such a genius is that he wasn't so restricted to that type of, you know, sort of rigorous preparation, that if something came in the spirit of the moment, he would incorporate it. And it would, like, you know, it would make him jettison what his previous plan was, no matter how meticulously mapped out it might have been, because something, you know, that fortuitously happened, you know, is going to now make the movie better. And certainly he was open to, you know, in case of Psycho, that score is really what makes that movie so successful. You know, there's a lot of factors. The script by Joseph Stefano is probably one of the best screenplays ever written. You know, it's amazing, the dark humor throughout that script, the literary references, the art references. It is really a, you know, it's a masterpiece. And it was shot with his television crew. That was one where, from Alfred Hitchcock Presents, he actually used television crew, which a lot of people were sort of surprised that he would do that, because he had said that with that film he was attempting to signal a bold new era in filmmaking. And you would think, gosh, if this guy who's a filmmaker wants to signal a bold new era in filmmaking, he's going to use the greatest film crew ever assembled. But he felt he didn't need to do that, mainly because he was someone who planned everything in advance,